Support for Perspectives comes from Comcast, dedicated to serving California communities with access to high-speed internet and providing financial donations to help people get online and participate in the digital economy. More at california.comcast.com.
Hey, I'm Bianca Taylor. I'm the host of KQED's new podcast, The Latest. The Latest from KQED is something brand new, a daily news podcast that updates all day long. It's trusted local news in real time on your schedule in 20 minutes or less. And we'd love your help because you are public media. We'd love to hear if it's working for you. Listen to The Latest from KQED wherever you get your podcasts and then email us your thoughts at podcasts@kqed.org. From KQED.
I am so happy to be living in a time where new superhero movies are coming out every year, and when comic books are having a great resurgence. My boys and I get excited about the tales of heroes and villains battling it out, using their powers to right all wrongs, saving the world time and again. Recently, I noticed a common theme. Heroes are always putting out fires. They are reacting to the malefactor schemes. It was the villains that drive the narrative, not the heroes. I want my kids to be good people that contribute to society. But could it be the dastardly delinquents actually possess the qualities I'm trying to impart on my kids? Of course, I have to put the obvious moral and ethical failings of supervillains aside. They are evil without a doubt. But supervillains having admirable qualities that I want my kids to emulate? I fear they do. Comic book villains are focused and patient. They build, test, and start over. Imagine the effort that must go into their schemes. Breaking into a bank using mice? Genetically designing a herd of super orcs? These are no small feats. All the hero has to do is show up and save the day. But the villains? They are planners and innovators. They are passionate about what they do. They fail early and often. They test and rebuild constantly. You can't say they aren't dedicated to their goal. Supervillains overcome obstacles. The prototypical supervillain at some point takes what life has dealt them and uses that to drive towards their successes, or attempted successes at least. Poor Oswald Cobblepot overcame a horrendous childhood, and Magneto persevered through concentration camps and the Nazis. Starting from nothing to accomplish the goals, that is the American hero's journey. Do I want my kids to become supervillains? Not for a minute. I want them to grow into proud, honest, and loving men. But the next time we head to the theater to watch a costume crusader save the world, we'll have to have a talk about who is planning and prototyping, who is overcoming their faults, and who doesn't give up. And then we'll watch the good guys and gals win. With a Perspective, I'm Noah Goldstein.
Support for Perspectives comes from Comcast, dedicated to serving California communities with access to high-speed internet and providing financial donations to help people get online and participate in the digital economy. More at california.comcast.com.